Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chair. Distinguished delegates, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations welcomes the decision adopted at the 13th session of the Conference of Parties to mandate the CRIC to review the effective implementation of the Convention. And as per Decision 23, COP 14 parties established an intergovernment working group that we're discussing today, its interim report. In line with the decision, four task groups were created, and FAO has been supporting the work of the IWG as member of its TG2 by examining responses from the parties in relation to the policies and practical measures recently undertaken in respective countries to cope with drought. Supporting countries to increase the resilience of livelihoods to threats and crises and reduce the impact on vulnerable communities is at the heart of FAO's mandate, and it is carried out through raising awareness, capacity building, partnership, and regional networks. FAO is a key partner of the drought global community, and the program of work of FAO involves strong partnerships with specialized agencies and research centers. FAO is an active partnership of the Integrated Drought Management Program, the Drought Initiative, and our IWG itself. Furthermore, a JEF project led by FAO and will be implemented in partnership with the UNCCD and other partners to enable countries to implement their prepared drought plans is undergoing. The project, in fact, has a component dedicated to support the IWG process. Finally, Mr. Chair, droughts cannot be stopped and largely difficult to anticipate. However, shifting from a reactive to a proactive approach is key, particularly towards small-scale farmers in rural areas. Drought can reverse gains in food security and development, thus preventing strategies are necessary to avoid drought turns into famines. Thanks, Mr. Chair.